Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Tuning into our new live talk radio show segment, Purpose Driven Partners, where we showcase our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. We will be live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time. And obviously right now it's Pacific, but I live in a state of Arizona where we don't change our clocks, which everyone is doing that on Saturday evening / Sunday morning. So we'll be coming to you from Arizona, 12 to 1 Mountain Time, and that's Wednesday and Friday. Now, I picked noon, has nothing to do with nooner, and it doesn't have nothing to do with hump day being Wednesday, and obviously has nothing to do with TGI Friday, but we figured, you know, during the middle of the day, you can use a little bit of a break from all of your Zoom calls, and for the rest of you that are out there working hard in the real world, maybe you could take a break during your lunch hour, tune in to us, have some fun, and get to know some of our incredible partners as part of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. So today I've got four special guests. Really, really interesting stuff. One of them, Bill Rancha, is an old friend of mine. I think we go back to the 90s, and it's quite interesting what his story is. So I will leave that up to him to deliver it to you. But that's going to be a very interesting segment, something that you didn't expect, but it's a good thing for a TGI Friday, and that's for sure. All right, let me kind of give you a little bit of an overview before we get into the show about what our platform and our show is all about. Everything Home is the transformational show and platform about life, laughter, the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. And the reason why I put it all together is because I think we needed something where we had a resource where you could go to improve your life, grow your business, have accessible information, find it very easily. And from there, I kind of created a monster. I didn't expect to do that. So it evolved into an entire platform. So it started as a podcast. It's now evolved into a talk radio show and a patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform, because it's important that, us patriots who love this country stick together. So why not learn from them, work with them, hire them, and also being purpose driven. You know, this whole corona thing, I think there is a shift finally where people are realizing that there's more to life than just working or making money, and they're digging a little bit deeper. So we're showcasing the purpose driven people and creating purpose-driven businesses, because life is a little bit more. I mean, if you're spending all of your time working, right, that's where we spend a majority of our time, why can't you bring the purpose that you have outside of that into your business also? And you get to accomplish, you know, it's like killing two birds with one stone, which I don't understand why they try to kill birds, but it's kind of like when they pick on the poor horse. Like, when you say, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you shouldn't have to, you know, I say kick him in the ass to make him drink it. But, you know, I don't know why they pick on these poor animals. It's kind of like bad apples. Why? I feel bad for the fruit. Why are you picking on the apple? You know, the apple, I thought they would used to say, have an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but the dentist near, because, you know, there's sugar in the apple. So yeah, I don't know why we kind of evolved into that. I'm looking for a guest to have on the show to kind of go over the history of some of those little quirks that we rely on every day to provide analogies for people. But yeah, it's going to be a fun segment. It's allowing us to really get to know a lot more people in a short, condensed period of time. I mean, the podcast we normally do is 30 minutes to an hour. Yes, it is edited. That's why I sound so fabulous on it. But this way we can get you to learn about more of our wonderful partners twice a week. So you can't go wrong there. I'm going to bring on the different guests. We're going to have anywhere from 4 to 6 guests every single segment. So that way you have a plethora of different people to listen to, topics to choose from. And keep in mind, if there's any guests that you would like to hear on the show or topics, you can give us, let us know through social media. You can go old school, send us an email, and let us know what you want to hear. We'll go get them. We'll bring them on the show. We'll make them part of the platform so that way that you'll be able to find their information quickly. That's what it's all about, is having a resource. So it's one location for all the information. As I said before, I kind of created a monster here, and it was due to the fact that I basically I couldn't find stuff. I would write it down and I said, oh, that person sounds good. Or when you go on a social media, you're overwhelmed. You don't remember which group it was or when they have a masterclass or they're doing their live segments or when they had a podcast. We put all that into one place, one platform. So everything that you could possibly imagine is on our platform, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. That's everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Start using that as your main place. Everything is on it. You can go to the tabs. There's drop downs. But I tried to jam pack the homepage with as much information. The most critical is the link page. There's a graphic on there that you could just go ahead and click on that, and it gives you access to all the links. I'll talk about that a little bit more later in the show. But let's bring on our first guest. We are bringing on Mr. Jim Bardot. He is a YouTuber and podcast host of the Detroit Lions on the Prowl Show and the Entrepreneurial Truth Podcast. He also coaches people who are interested in growing their YouTube channel or podcast. You know, I forgot to mention that we do have a live studio audience here. We're going to do the show and record in front of them every single time. So we have a little bit of interaction. So are you there, Mr. Jim Bardot? Very fancy last name, Jim Bardot.
Yes, I am. Bardot is what it is. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. That's very fancy. Is that a French? Is that a fancy? I took Spanish.
Yeah, it's just a French thing.
I have no idea what you said. I'm more like cerveza, baño, you know, the important thing. So it works well here
right.
In Arizona. So
yeah,
where are you calling us from today?
Desert,
yeah, I see all
I
these
am calling
area
you from
codes.
Michigan.
Ooh,
Michigan.
How,
snow and gold.
How's that governor of yours up there?
Huh?
How's your governor? She sounds like a real peach.
Well, I'm not thrilled. Let me put it that way. Oh, the old mask up Michigan thing. I don't know. I don't like it
well,
much. I'm
not a fan, and there's a lot of people that aren't fans either. So, keep strong, keep the faith, and keep believing what you believe in, and don't put that mask on because it actually hurts your health. But we'll get into that in a whole nother show. So tell us a little bit about your podcast. Let's start with that first, and then we'll talk a little bit about YouTube and what you're doing to help people grow their particular YouTube channels and podcasts.
All right. One thing, I suffered a life altering kidney failure. Almost died
Ooh.
3 times. So it was, I had to be on the road to recovery at 3.5 years in dialysis. So I got out of the workforce and had to kind of reinvent myself. So I went to YouTube. I did Entrepreneurial Truth Podcast where I was interviewing people that struggled, not just, I was an overnight success. Well, that never happens. we plod
mm-hmm.
away and things just happen. And sometimes we hit walls, and people on my show had mental illness and was in a mental institution, and then went on from that to go and have an award-winning blog. And it's just stories like that of trial and going through stuff and then succeeding on the other side. I think a lot of people need to hear that, because I think that they feel like sometimes who's going to listen to me, and who's going to pay attention to me, and I'm just this person. But, you know, everybody's got a story, and that's what we kind of celebrate on that show.
How are you doing now with your health?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing great. I walked 10 miles a couple days ago, so I guess I'm doing fine.
Yeah. You know, it's when I hear those stories of people that have sort of a health issue in the past, something, and even the other day, this older woman, I think she was like something in her 80s. It was crazy. And
wow. She
did this, I don't want to say marathon or walkathon or something or other. It was like 200 miles. And, you know, I'm literally, I'm sitting on my fat rear end 12 to 14 hours a day. I don't remember the last time I did anything like that. It makes me just, it gives you that one take of God. I should really be more thankful for my health being in the condition it is. So that's my PSA for people is you never know. And, you know, you got to obviously keep up your health as much as you can. But, you know, somebody like you who suffers something so drastic, you're obviously appreciating that more now than somebody like me who doesn't have any issues.
It changes your outlook. It changes your outlook on people, on life, on what you're going to do, what you want to do, how you go after things. It is different afterwards. It really is.
Yeah, and you always hear people say, you know, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I kind of wish that they would just change the language a little bit and say, I've changed, I've learned, I've grown from it, rather than blessing a tragedy, because you never want to do that. You know, it's like the universe. You're putting things out there. You don't necessarily want anything bad to happen again.
You don't feel like it's a tragedy afterwards, because you feel like it was a wake-up call instead of a tragedy.
Yeah.
If you want to put it in a term that's more positive, that's what I think it is. I think it's a thing to wake you up and make you get up and make you appreciate everything that you have.
I totally agree. I appreciate your language much better. I'm going to start using that when people say, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, you don't necessarily want to wish that type of thing on anybody. So let's talk a little bit about some tips or takeaways that people could use to either jump into YouTube or to grow it, or even in a podcast that have worked for you that are kind of simple that most people don't even realize how easy, or even if it's free.
Yeah, for YouTube, it's owned by Google, so don't forget your search engine optimization. In your titles, your videos, descriptions, and tags, it will boost you up incredibly high because of the fact that YouTube's algorithm recognizes that, and it also puts you into, like, the next up videos and the recommended videos and stuff like that, so that you get new listeners all the time. So that's one of my tips. The other thing is, remember that you're talking to people, not prospects, if you're doing coaching. You can truly help them if you have the desire to help somebody for real and get them to another place in their life that they need, rather than you getting a client and getting something out of it. You always want to be working towards their goal and not your own. So the magic formula, this is my third tip. So the magic formula for YouTube is consistency, SEO, and just good content. Make sure your stuff is good. Make sure it sounds good. Make sure the video quality is good. And then you will have listeners. You will have people that come to your channel and get the recommended videos there, so that you get new people all the time.
You know, we've heard the word or the letters SEO for a long time. Can you give some more specifics as to how people can integrate maybe even certain keywords, or what exactly they should do to get that SEO into their write-up, or even their head, you know, the title of the actual show, or is there something on the back end that they need to be doing?
Yeah, there are two things. You want to put the keyword, like my Detroit Lions one. I do a Detroit Lions on the Prowl podcast too, so I put Detroit Lions in the first thing of my title in every video, and then it's the first thing in every description. And then it's in my tags. My tags are 500 words instead of, you know, only one or two. There's 500 characters that you can use in YouTube, and you need to use most of them if you can, because you want to rank for for a few keywords. Long tail keywords will help you rank for the shorter tail keywords later. Just remember, like I said, Google owns YouTube. So what is Google? It's a search engine. And everybody's talking about how do you get to the top of Google? Well, this is how the same way you get to the top of YouTube. So that's my suggestion.
So just say somebody doesn't have a lot of followers and they're obviously trying to grow. Did you notice that when you actually start putting in these tags, people were finding strangers without you promoting them to become a subscriber, that they just started showing up?
Yeah, what we did was you always want to announce your call to action in the first part of your video. The first things that you start saying, hey, welcome to the show. Could you please subscribe to the channel? You know, like the video. All those things. You want to do your call to action quickly because of the fact that as your video goes, the percentage of the people drop off. It's just the way the world works. So you want to get your call to actions out within the first, I would say, 30 seconds to a minute. Because that really does help your subscribers.
So you're saying do that in the beginning of the show, plug your stuff right there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's when they're starting to watch you.
Yeah, because otherwise they'll fall off. You don't know when they fall off.
The retention rate is usually about 30 to 50%. 50% is very, very good. So as your video goes, it's almost like a bell curve down. So the most amount of viewers that you're going to be able to reach is in that first minute.
And then how long did you say you were doing this and maybe some other action items before you started to see some real growth where you went, oh, people are actually starting to find me out there?
You have to do it, I would say, about 2 weeks to a month of continually doing SEO and things like that. We started getting, just quite a few people in the recommended videos. So the recommended videos are the ones right by, you know, your video, and it's the same type of topic and everything like that. So what happens is if your video ranks high enough, the people that watch, say you're doing a cooking show and they're watching this really cool cooking thing that they like, and then the next video over there, the next up is your video. So they're like, oh, wow, I like this content. Let me check this video out. And so that's how you're getting new listeners, new viewers, new people to subscribe to your channel, and it'll start to explode. It really will.
So, and it's consistency, too. That's another big factor in being in the social media world is constantly putting the information up there and reminding people that you're alive,
yep.
But I like the piggyback off of the other people. So keyword is the keyword is the word of the day. Keyword is the word of the day, everybody.
Because,
so
and
put the extra
really
time in.
Tip is if you put your keyword that you want to use in the search for YouTube, it'll come up with keywords right there. You don't even need a keyword tool, really. And that's all the things that people are searching for on YouTube. So you want to be where the people are searching for.
Something so simple. Oh, perfect.
Very
well,
simple.
Jim, I appreciate the information. Welcome to the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. I'm so glad that you're a partner. I really think that you're going to have some incredible information for our audience and our listeners. And I'm going to have you back on soon because I really think that your knowledge just on the YouTube platform alone can help a lot of people grow to get their message out. So I appreciate you coming on, Mr. Jim Bordeaux, and we'll have you on very soon. You have a fabulous day up there in Michigan, and ignore that nasty governor you got up there.
Yeah, and the snow that we're about to get.
Well, I'm in Arizona,
all
so
right,
we're just
thank
now
you very
getting
much.
To open our doors. We're just opening our doors in Arizona. We're going to be in the 90s this week, so I won't rub that in.
Oh. Yeah, it's about 37 here right now.
Oh, man. That's
It's all good.
All right, Jim, you have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, Jim Bordeaux. Who knew? YouTube. So simple. Some little tasks there. Just the keywords, people. So take the extra time when you're posting your video. All right, so I'm going to jump into our next guest. And this is in the beginning, I said I got to – a really interesting good one for you. And Bill Branshaw is an old friend of mine. I like I said, I think we go back to the 90s, and we just recently reconnected. I ran across something on Facebook, I think it was, and I saw it, I read it, and I went, what? Well, anyway, I'll let him elaborate, but Bill Ranshaw, he's a porn coach. Okay. Who knew that you needed a porn coach? But apparently this is a really big problem. So he recovered from porn, being a porn and sex addict. And now he's helping men quit porn and transform their life to find purpose, direction, clarity, and success. And like I said, who knew? But when I listened to a couple of his shows, it's a big problem. It's a huge, huge problem. So, hey, audience, why don't you give a nice round of applause for my good friend Bill Ranshaw? They like you, Bill. They like you. You have to wave it, too.
I love the control that you have to just shut your audience off in a snap of a finger like that.
I got to get on with the show. So, they get a little squirrely. So, I was like, cut the mic, guys. You know what I mean?
I love it. Well, anyway. Sweeney, it's great to be on your show after all these years of being friends. You said we recently reconnected, but we've definitely connected many times throughout the years. And
yeah,
I'm just humbled to be on the show and be a part of what you're doing. Your platform is fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to the growth that you have on this. And as you mentioned, I will clarify, as you said, I think you gave a little explanation to it. I am not a porn coach. I'm not teaching anyone how to work in porn. Maybe 20 years ago, I probably could have.
I had to come up with like a title to it. So I'm like, porn coach. All right, that's a cool porn coach.
That was like in my younger days in school, you know, telling what your parents did. And I always said my dad sells drugs because he was a pharmacist. So always the same type of thing. So I appreciate the warm welcome having me on here again. Both the journeys that you and I have taken over the years have just been fantastic. And you knew me back in my heyday, and I don't know how much of it you knew back then probably not the porn addiction side of it, but definitely the sex addiction and the multiple hookups and all kinds of stuff that I was having. I mean, that was, you know, the 90s and early 2000s, and I mean, geez, even the early teens were all part of that time that were like there was no holds barred of anything that I would do. I've seen everything. I've done everything. I've probably done and forgotten about more crazy stuff than a lot of men even fantasize about. And by no means is that a brag. It is what it is. And I now know the ramifications that it's had in my life. So that's how I got to where I'm at today, is because of the detriment of stuff that I've had. But now I've turned to be blessed to be able to use it as a an opportunity to help men get the same stuff that I've been through.
But this was a long time. I don't want to say process, but you... This was not something that was only a couple of years. I mean, you're talking,
yeah,
what, 20 years, something that long where...
Probably more, you know, like most men, and I have no problem divulging my age. I just turned 49 last week. And a lot of the men that I coach are probably in their 40s because they go through their life being able to, quote, perform in so many different aspects, so many ways, but it's getting a lot worse. But I was introduced to, you know, porn, like most men, when I was maybe 8, 9, 10 years old through Playboys. And, you know, back then it was just kind of the thing. You saw it on TV shows. People joked about it. You know, Hugh Hefner was somebody to be revered. And so it was just commonplace that people were looking at Playboys. And, you know, my story progressed to where my dad had bought one of those giant satellite dishes that go out in the backyard. You know, you hear it turning the gears and everything. And it was also, you know, not as sophisticated as today, but, you know, you watch the satellite on Channel 3 on any TV in the house. So if you turned on Channel 3 and somebody's watching the satellite, you could see what they were watching. So, you know, I knew that was porn was on there. My dad would leave it on, you know, Satcom 4, whatever the satellite was. And so I got to the point where, you know, at the time it was what was considered hardcore porn, nothing like even today. But, you know, that became my whole, I guess, outlet up until I was around 19 years old. So maybe, you know, 7, 8, 9, probably 10 years of watching porn. That, you know, that's how I registered and how my sex life developed. And the first time I had sex, it was the most underwhelming experience of my life, which I'm sure most people say that, you know, it's awkward. And most people just chalk it up to being first times. And that's what happened to me. I didn't orgasm. It felt weird. It felt strange actually having somebody there, which sounds odd. And then, you know, I didn't orgasm. I thought, wow, well, that was just the first time. Well, that carried through with me you know, for the next 30 years. And I jokingly say I can count on one hand how many times I orgasmed from sex up until probably about 4 years ago. So it's had such a traumatic impact on my life mentally, attitude and everything, which we can get into. But it was, as you mentioned, it was years and years of just drip, of training the brain to be a different way than what you should be.
So was it something that, like you said, it was overwhelming everything else? Because it wasn't just in the sex world. It was, I mean, you know, without getting a little too graphic, I mean, you would just like come home from work and pop in a porn to watch it and be like, oh, now I can get the rest of my evening going. I mean, is it something that,
you know what I mean?
It's like,
great question. And I think it's, as I said, I mean, the men that I coach, it's extremely severe. I can tell my story, but the men that I work with, and there's a couple of different angles. When I'm on shows talking like this, there's another angle. I just want to bring awareness to what it can be doing. But the men that I coach, it is extremely severe where their lives are just devastated. They're numb. They've lost hope. They will come home and they will watch porn for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 hours on end, sometimes until the sun comes up. And a lot of men do what's called edging. Well, they'll just keep masturbating to porn and not orgasm. They just keep going and keep going and keep going. It's, you know, if you've ever done drugs like a cocaine or alcohol or anything, it's just good. It keeps re-upping. You just keep taking it. And so the ramifications that it has on your brain, well, let me back up. For me, it was what was probably like most people. I never got to the extent that it was, you know, hours upon hours, but there were so many triggers in my life that, you know, if you saw a really attractive woman, then you run home and then you turn on porn, or triggers of you come home to maybe an empty home or an empty apartment and there's your laptop sitting there. That triggers your dopamine to start craving the outcome of an orgasm or the release from the porn. So it's just like any other addiction where dopamine starts kicking in and overriding. And so for me, it wasn't an absolute have to need, but it was something that, you know, you did when you were stressed out, if you couldn't get to sleep. You did it when you were bored. That's a huge one. And that's why it's been such a big problem during the COVID times, is that people are just getting addicted to porn like crazy right now. And it's interesting because it's not listed as an actual addiction in what they call the DSM-5, which is the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Addictions. And that's a publication that's put out by psychology experts. And there's things in there like any other addiction you can think of, you know, heroin, alcohol, food, gambling. The closest one that is on there right now is gaming. And I have talked to and worked with a few people who have gaming addictions, but it has the exact same effect on the brain. But oddly, the reason why right now pornography has not been listed as an actual addiction is more so on a political side. Mm-hmm. And when I say political, I don't mean, you know, Republican, Democrat, that type of thing, but it's more so the fact that, there's a lobbyist on one side. It's so strong, but also in the psychology world, there's two weird things that's going on, which it would maybe be another aspect of a show of what one of my thoughts are, but actual experts, they don't want to give it a label as an addiction to give some type of an excuse for people who are creating, doing sexual violating crimes like rape or sexual abuse or something like that. A lot of that stems and is tied to porn. But if you say it is a porn addiction, it's I guess giving an excuse to people to have that. And so they don't want to label that yet. I would say within the next few years, you'll see it listed as an addiction. You know, if it, you know, walks like a duck, talks like a duck, that's what it is, because it works on your brain. Everything that I've learned on my research and my schooling is it's working in the brain center the exact same way as any other addiction. Now, the odd thing about porn is, unlike any other drug, one, it's absolutely free. It's readily available. You don't have to call up your dealer and say, hey, send me over my porn, or go pick it up, you know, on a street corner. That, you know, it's another area. and it's not recognized as an addiction. So most people also can't tell. Like, if you're doing other drugs, people in your life know that you're on something. If you're drinking or doing, you know, coke or heroin or even gambling, if you're on any other addiction, people around you start to notice. People don't know that you're addicted to watching a lot of porn because the side effects are so, different than what you would expect. It's not just sexual, and they're so it's just devious what it does. The last one is it, unlike another drug, at some point in time your body shuts down, and with porn it doesn't. The reuptake time, where people, like I talk about with edging or through orgasm, is you can just keep going and going and going, and even after orgasm you can be ready to go in 20-30 minutes. It's not some point in time where your body just says enough, you're done, you're passing out, you're going to fall asleep, you know, anything. And the one thing that I actually joke about is, even, you know, if you've got a friend that has some sort of a addiction with alcohol, and maybe you know that they're on a bender, and you run over to their house, and you run in the house, you pull the bottle away from their hand, or you walk into the room and they're shooting heroin in their arm, the first thing you do is walk in and you're going to grab them and say, hey, stop, this is an intervention. What are you going to do if you walk in the house and you see one of your friends watching porn? Excuse me, I'll be back. You go ahead and finish.
Yeah,
let me know.
Hands up. It gives it a whole new meaning when you say hands up.
Yeah, exactly. So there's so many things around porn. And the scary part also is in Western society, porn is actually being looked upon as healthy, and that's a myth that I dispel a lot of times with men. And I know that because I was one of those men where
it's not healthy. I'm not a porn person, but you know, it doesn't seem like it is something that we should be doing. But you know, your topic, we need to have you back on the show for a much longer segment, because as you mentioned, it's a much bigger issue than what people know about. And of course, anything that has to do with sex, people don't want to talk about it. But I think we just need to have you come back on. We'll do another fuller show. So yep. We need to get that scheduled, because I'm not giving you, and you know, these segments are quick. They're in and out.
Yep. So
can I say in and out in a porn segment?
Yeah, no pun intended.
There's lots of puns. There's a lot of material. That's why we're going to have a really good show. Because, you know, I'm not going to hold back anything on that one. But I think we should just put a pause on this, and then let's get into a longer show, because there's some very interesting topics that we could cover, maybe help some people at the same time. So, Bill, I'm glad that we've reconnected at this level. I'm so happy that you're part of the platform, our Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. You're a great asset to the community, and thanks for coming on. And we're going to have you back on real soon. But I gotta go to commercial break. Someone's got to pay for this damn show.
Wonderful. Well, I'll be sitting tight listening.
All right. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Michelle.
Promos for a purpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
You're listening to Everything Home. Good people doing good business and good things. Here's Michelle Swinnick.
Well, it's time to bring in our next guest. It is Professor Pete Alexander. He is a results-based stress buster. How many of us need some stress busting in this time period of all this chaos that's going on? And he empowers leaders to protect their health and handle challenging situations with grace. And he's also the host of the popular 7-Minute Leadership Podcast, Winning at Business and Life, which focuses on business leaders and their insights. And hey, audience, can you give him a big round of applause? I think they're looking for some tips on how to get rid of their stress there, Professor Pete.
I think so, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. I appreciate you jumping on board on our inaugural launch here of our live segment, which is Purpose-Driven Partners. And there's nothing more purpose-driven than trying to help some people get rid of stress, which I have a feeling is probably one of the most, probably the thing we all have most in common besides breathing, right?
Yeah, actually, the World Health Organization calls stress the number one health epidemic of the 21st century. And I know that COVID's been getting a lot of attention, but even with that, you can think about it and say, you know, what is COVID causing? It's causing us all stress in one way or another. So, COVID's going to go away at some point, probably next year. But guess what? Stress is going to still be around.
So what do you focus on most for people when they come to you and say, I have stress, or some of the tips that you give out just to regular Joe who is just trying to get through the day?
Yeah, that's a good question. What I do is I customize it depending on what's going on in the individual or the group's situation. But, just in general, there's a few that really, really work well. One of them is visualization. And, you know, I can kind of walk the listeners through a very quick technique that can help ground them if you'd like.
Yeah, and I'll do it. I'll follow along. So
okay.
I mean, I'm always stressed 100%, but ever since 2008, I've been stressed. I'm not going to lie. So, all right, I'll be the patient. You go ahead.
Sure. So what I'd like you to do is close your eyes and take a deep breath. And what I'd like you to do is go into your mind to a place you like to relax. Maybe it's the beach, maybe it's the park, maybe it's a lake, maybe it's your backyard, maybe
golf course.
It's a spa.
Golf course.
Golf course. There you go.
Yeah.
Go there. And what I'd like you to do is take in all of your senses around the golf course. So what do you feel? Do you feel the sun on your face? What do you smell?
It feels a little different right now. I don't know if it's in, you might say it's in my head, but I actually feel a little different just by focusing on the golf course. I smell the grass. Everything's nice and green. It's sunny, but
yep,
I have sleeves on, which I absolutely love because I'm in Arizona and it's just, you're constantly hot, right? So when we get the better weather,
yep.
You could just wear sleeves. You're so thankful. But yeah, it's quiet and you're usually with a good friend.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you take in all of those senses, everything for whatever that area is that you love. You have the golf course. Others who are listening might, like I said, be the beach or the park or whatever. And you just take in everything there and you do that for 30 seconds to a minute. And then you take another deep breath. And then you open your eyes. And you can do that anywhere. You can do that in your car. You can do that at home. You can do it. Heck, believe it or not, I've done it in conference rooms when somebody is, going off on something that I don't necessarily agree with. So, visualization is a really good one because it combines in a sort like I just walked you through. You can use the visualization technique with deep breathing, and it gives you some wonderful and immediate stress relief. Another one that I run into a lot with people is their fear of maybe going after a promotion, or there's just something that they're, stuck because they can't, they're afraid that they're going to fail. And what's interesting is that most of our stress these days is mental, and most of our stress is self-induced based on fear. And fear actually, I like to remind people that fear is actually a four-letter acronym that stands for fictional evidence appearing real. Fictional evidence appearing real. We are doing it to ourselves.
That.
We're worrying about something, and, so we start churning inside our bodies. And instead of feeling stuck because you think you can't do it because you're going to fail, I like to turn that around and ask yourself the question, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? So think about the energy around that, Michelle. Instead of being stuck, if you ask yourself, what would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? It starts opening up the world of possibilities. And this can work for, you know, all different types of situations. And, you know, it doesn't care what age you are or what situation you're in. It's something where it starts getting you thinking and getting out of that stuck mode. And people think that, you know, when you start stretching yourself and you start, you know, reaching for something that you've never got before, you're in uncharted waters. And inevitably, you know, when we go into uncharted waters, we're going to run into speed bumps and, you know, blocks here and there. But that's not a failure because we're stretching ourselves. We don't know, you know, these uncharted waters, when we run into one of those speed bumps, it's just the universe giving us feedback on our way to success. So you don't want to get stuck again and say, oh, I just stretched myself and it didn't work. Well, yeah, you've never done anything there before. So I always like to start people off with, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? That's a great stress reliever.
Well, it's a great point, and it was something that I've thought about over the past couple of months myself, and it made me reflect back to when I was in my 20s, and I had a mortgage company. I had a nonprofit that I started. I was doing a live weekly talk radio show at a real radio station, and on all these different nonprofit boards, and even on the board of the city of Scottsdale, plus a social life and all this other stuff. And never once did I think I couldn't do something. And everything just always fell into place. Even though when I first started, I didn't have a lot of money, and I was working from home before I went and had enough to, you know, rent out an office and bring on tons of employees and all that. But there was never a point where I doubted myself and that I had any expectations that I couldn't do it. Well, now, you know, in your 30s and 40s and people probably even 50s and 60s, because you're living life and you're obviously exposed to a lot more responsibility and you go through all these trials and tribulations, you start totally doubting yourself, which is that fear. And then you wonder why you're not getting to the next level. But if you could just remember how maybe you used to be, where you thought you were invincible, call it cocky, being in, say, your 20s, where we all were, there was no boundaries. And then look at the success compared to maybe where you are that you're feeling stuck. And that's proof. That shows you right there what you're saying works. It's real. It's not
absolutely
made up, you know. I mean, that's a great, great point. And I think people should think about that on a little bit deeper level of, especially if they're comparing, you know, it's almost like, you know, you hear the one-hit wonders. You know, how come I can't get back to where I was before? Well, what are you doing differently?
Yep.
You're stopping yourself because you're afraid and it's all in your head.
It is. It's, you know, we let people know, you know, people are not stopping us from being successful. We're stopping ourselves from being successful. And that's the thing. We just have to focus on what we can control. And what we can control is our own mindset, how we, react to situations. And if we can get into that kind of a mindset and, you know, you get unstuck, it's amazing how that works.
So on your podcast, is there one particular guest that really stood out that you say, God, this was probably my interview of a lifetime?
Well, for a 7-minute podcast, I can't say that it would be the interview for a lifetime. But what I would say is that there are some people who have come and I have literally in 7 minutes built what I believe is a lifelong friendship with. And that is something when I would say I've done almost 200 episodes now, and wow. I would say that at least 20 to 30 of those guests would fall into that category. And I had never met them prior to having them as a guest on the show, at least not met them live.
Well, and that to me is even more amazing and magical when you do interview them, or if you've seen them on TV, and that's happened with me a lot. I've seen the one personality, but just the dynamic and the conversations you have before the show and after the show, it's some really amazing things that you get to know somebody in a very short period of time, or even when they're having a conversation on your show as opposed to, you know, that television face or you know, or their stage face when they're with their
yep.
not quite true personality. But yeah, it's pretty amazing. So I'm impressed. I haven't listened to it yet. I'm going to admit that, but I'm going to start because, you know, 7 minutes, you can get in and out real quick and you can really come away with some valuable information and pick up a tip that, you know, might actually do something good for yourself for a change, you know, stop punching yourself in the face.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone shares something that is really, you know, some of them might be business 101, but the vast majority of the insights that are being shared are really good. I mean, where if you're a business person, you can apply that insight right away. And that's what I love. It's you know, the time is such a valuable resource to us that we don't want to have to wait, you know, for an hour, let's say, to get that 1 minute golden nugget. And that's what's really great about the opportunity to interview people in such a quick amount of time. And the other thing that's I think is so much fun is I find out from a personal standpoint, usually what did they learn from an early career opportunity? Because, you know, as you were talking about earlier, when we were felt invincible as a young person, well, we ran into good and bad in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting to find out, you know, as early as maybe 8 or 9 years old to, you know, maybe 18, 19, what a particular job that they did early on, what they learned from it, good or bad. It's really fun to hear that. And that's something that, you know, doesn't show up on, you know, a resume or a LinkedIn profile.
And that's the most important, usually, information that you can get from somebody. It's that common sense, real life stories, where, you know, if somebody's made a mistake already, we don't need to reinvent the wheel here, people. You know, it's like just listen to somebody else, so then that way you could jump ahead and you don't have to worry about running into that same thing that might throw you back in weeks, months, years. It's just not necessary. You know, it's why we have people like you as part of our Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and our patriotic purpose-driven resource platform, because we want to be able to get this type of information out to as many people so they don't have to search. They don't have to make mistakes. They don't have to wonder. We're bringing them all in one place. So you're an incredible asset to the platform. I'm glad that we connected through LinkedIn. I'm definitely mm-hmm. going to have you back on so we can have a little bit longer show where we really dive deep into some of the issues and some of the tips that you've learned over 200 episodes. I mean, that's valuable information that our audience needs to hear. And if we could change one person, then it's worth it. You know, it's worth the time.
That's what I think too. And I'm happy to do that. So I really appreciate the time and being able to be on the show.
You're a wonderful man, Professor Pete. That's a PPA, Professor Pete Alexander. We're definitely having you back on. And welcome to the platform, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you, too.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
You're listening to Everything Home. Good people doing good business and good things. Here's Michelle Swinnick.
Well, thanks for tuning into our new live talk radio show segment, Purpose Driven Partners, where we are showcasing our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. We will be live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. Mountain Time for your lunch break, for your nooner on, shall I say Hump Day or TGI Friday? Yeah. I didn't do that on purpose. I just picked two random days. Actually, no, that was actually planned. So let me tell you a little bit about the show. You've heard a couple of the commercials, a little bit for promos for a purpose. And as I mentioned, we are a talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. It is one location for everything that you could possibly imagine to grow your business, improve your life, just become a better person, learn something, and it's all in one spot. I started off as the podcast. It evolved into the talk radio show. Then it became the patriotic purpose-driven resource platform because I couldn't find where I wrote something down or I saw somebody great. And then there's so many Facebook groups and LinkedIn groups and masterclasses and live events. And, well, there used to be as many, but then virtual events and then Corona. Ah! So you know what? I just put everything in one location. There literally is something for everybody. It's totally free. Put us on a bookmark on your phone or your computer, however you make it work, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All of the experts, all of the shows, all of the partners that are part of our platform, all their information's on there. I put everything in categories so that way you can find which topic that you need to get information about, learn from these people. If you want to hire them, you can hire them, get to meet them, follow them on social media. It's really a great asset and a resource for quality information. It's quality content, and that's what we're trying to provide to everybody and bring people together. You know, we don't have to go through this alone. Businesses don't have to do things alone. Nonprofits don't, individuals. You know, come to us. Be part of the community. I mean, what we are, Everything Home. It's your trustworthy resource for sharing personal stories and quality content conveyed with a hint of humor with provided by myself and the guests. And a supersized side of sincerity. Now, don't worry. You can always be sure that there is no BS here. And we're straight shooters. Nobody's trying to sell anything. It's just quality people. You know, it's good people doing good business and good things. We keep it pretty simple. And why am I doing this? Because I really genuinely want to enhance the quality of people's lives, give you more personal, professional, financial freedom. And, of course, my favorite is to promote patriotism. And especially now more than ever, I think that is something that we need to express and share because we live in a great country. I mean, just think about it. You can't be a small business owner or entrepreneur, service provider, or even have a nonprofit in a country that isn't as amazing as this. You don't have those opportunities or you can't even work for a great company unless we had those founding principles that, you know, without getting on a political stance, and obviously, yeah, it's quite clear where I stand. I mean, you're more than welcome to go through the 127 fabulous episodes of the show. You know, we're at jeopardy of losing all that on the third. So actually, you know what? A fabulous show that I did was episode 127. It's something that whether you're on the left, the right, the middle, undecided, confused, it doesn't matter. It's with Rick Manning, who is the president of Americans for Limited Government. It is an amazing episode. Some history is in there, but it just really makes you appreciate this country. It kind of puts a new, I don't want to say spin on things, but it grounds you a little bit. I did an episode with him and Star Parker yesterday, and because of the topic and the information that we shared, I turned it around real quick. I'm going to post it tomorrow. It's episode 128. So please listen to that. Again, it doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you stand on. We're all Americans, and it's something that really just celebrates the country. And I think it's perfect timing. So two quality people. If you're not familiar with them, tune into the episode. They're both very, very powerful people. So one more thing before I bring in my final guest. I do want to let everybody know that all of the programs that I talked about, I didn't really go into detail, but I will in the next show, which is next Wednesday. Again, it's every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 p.m., the Nooner time in Mountain Time. And we're going to be live bringing to you anywhere from 4 to 6 guests, however many that we can pack in this short period of time. But all the information is on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Now, from there on the homepage, real quick, I put a nice big graphic, links and sites. Every single link, everything else site is just click on that graphic. So you'll be able to get to our contact page. You'll get to all the social media links. You can listen and subscribe to the show. You can rate and review the show. So if you rate, review, and subscribe to our show, you automatically get an entry to win one of our monthly giveaways, which for November, I mean, it's not huge, but it's, hey, why not? Two clicks and you could be entered in. You win a $25 gift card from Amazon. If you join our newsletter, you're going to be able to get the same entry or another entry into the win the Amazon gift card. And, you know, even from a business standpoint, it's important to grow your audience through the your own newsletter. And the reason why is because obviously you've been paying attention. Censorship's real, people. So, you know, if you want to eliminate the censorship of social media and get our weekly updates about our great guests and our giveaways and our ginormous resource of free information for everything in your life, sign up for the newsletter. And, you know, I'm speaking from personal experience of being censored by the platforms recently. My coronavirus podcast that I did got shut down immediately on YouTube. I actually the post got shut down on LinkedIn of all places, and I'm currently being shadow banned on Twitter. So, yeah, hopefully that'll all change on the 4th. But, you know, keep in mind the world we're headed into. It's not going to get any better. So, again, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You can scroll through the tabs. There's all the information, all the different programs are on there. But to make it really easy, just click on the homepage. At the top there is the links and sites graphic. It'll take you directly to Linktree, which is a great resource, people, and it's free. And it's clearly all the information's there. All right, so I went over a little bit. I want to bring in my next guest because we've only got a few more minutes left of the show. And I do apologize, Nimrafat, for talking a little bit too long. But, you know, this is I'm trying to cram in as many guests as I can in the short period of time. So, yeah, we're over a little bit. But my next guest, Nimrafat, is the founder of Nin's Dreams and is a business leadership consultant. And she's also an expert contributor. Nin and I have been around each other for a couple of years now for the Everything Home podcast and the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform. So, hey, audience, you guys are paying attention over there. I need you to give a nice round of applause for my buddy. And then you didn't even know that we had a live studio audience, huh?
Oh, yes. I didn't know that.
You didn't? Yeah, you had no idea that I put a live studio audience in there. So, yeah, they're good to go.
Wow. Wow. You always give me surprises and pleasant ones.
Oh, man. Well, we are short on time, my dear. And again, like I said, I why don't you do this? Once we get off the air, just go ahead and pop in another show. If you can come in next Wednesday, that would be great. And I'll make sure that I get you the full time. So just give a quick rundown on who you are and what you're doing. So it will encourage people to tune in next Wednesday when you come back.
Yes, I'm a human being who is still alive. Okay, so this is like the introduction that I'm giving these days to everyone, but I am Nimrafat, founder of Nim's Dreams, as Michelle already told you all. I'm a business and leadership consultant working in this field for the last 10 plus years and doing wonderful work only because the people I work with are extremely talented. It's just that they don't know they've gotten their way, but they know. So the work view is like kind of you can branch out the two main branches. One is the business consultation and the other is leadership consultation. Business consultation, as the name says, it's all about business plan, advertisement, and how to pricing and market research, et cetera, et cetera. But then the thing that is added extra or the Nim touch is that I work with entrepreneurs to make sure that their inner voice is seen through their brand. That's what is special about my business consultation. The second part is the leadership consultation, which I do with corporates, individuals working on emotional quotient, the EQ strength, and asking people to identify and amplify their own strengths so that they can achieve better. They become non-negotiable asset in any organization. They become non-negotiable asset in any family setup or even for themselves. So these are the areas that I work in.
So is there
and
one?
Then I'm also
and then, what do you mean, and then I do, and this, and this, and this. It's a lot, man.
Yeah, I know it's a long list. It's a long list. But then, you know, like before, it's so important that everybody should know. I am author of Hashtag Her Rhythm, Your More Than Your Survival Story. It's a book about my life. We already have a show on this. You always can go there and listen on Everything Home. But the story is more about what I have learned in life through my experiences and how those lessons can help you become better individual, better leader, better performer, and lead a successful life.
And I do want to let the audience know that you are one of our partners in the Books for Good campaign. And what we did is we started a page on our Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace, which is a marketplace with 44 different well-known brands and companies. So anytime that anybody goes there and buys something, 2% to 20% is donated to our nonprofit partners. And our author's page, which Min is featured on and her book is featured on, Her Rhythm, if you click on the link there to buy it, 2% gets donated to help vets, pets, and kids. So how great is that? You learned something and you helped somebody else and didn't cost you any more money than you were going to spend if you just went directly to Amazon. So come to us first. And again, all of those links are right on our website. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and get over to the marketplace. Go buy Nin's book. Nin, you're coming back Wednesday, so go book it right now before it gets taken by somebody else, and then we'll go a little bit more into who Nin is and how you're helping the world and the planet, and we'll talk about the hashtag I am too. All right, is that a deal?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, yeah, I owe you one for that. You know, and since I owe you one, you know what I do? I'll tell the audience that they need to give you another round of applause. How about that? That'll make up for it today. They want you to come back. They want you to come back. All right.
That's
so
awesome.
I will have you come back on Wednesday, and I appreciate you coming on and also being not only an expert contributor on the platform, but one of our valued partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. So thank you, Nin. You have a fabulous weekend, and I'll have you back here on Wednesday.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle, for all the work that you do, calling us, inviting us, to partner in things that matter most in life. That's so important. It's you are doing something more than business, deeper than that. And you have put, business on steroids, let me put it this way. And why I'm saying this is because we are not just trying to make money. You're not asking people to focus on just making money, but you're inviting the business community to participate in making everybody's life better while they make money for themselves and their family. It is so important, and the way you are doing it is amazing. Not that I know you as a friend, but I'm just all that I'm saying right now is from perspective of a business consultant, a leadership consultant, and I know the value of the work that you're delivering. Thank you so much for everything that you are doing.
Well, I appreciate that. And it is a lot of hard work, but, it's worth it. And it's now really kicking into gear. So thank you for being a part of this amazing platform that's been created. And hold on to your hats. It's going to get crazier. So, I always tell people, welcome to our world. Be prepared. Great things are about to happen. And I just got chills. So.
Yeah.
Until Wednesday, my friend.
Yes.
All right. I will talk to you then. Like I said, have a fabulous weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right, everybody, we are way over the show, so I've got to end it, and I'm not even going to play the outro, which for right now, just tune back into Everything Home, our new live talk radio show segment, which is Purpose-Driven Partners, where we're showcasing our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. And if you're interested in becoming a partner, it's free. You just got to qualify. You know how to qualify? You got to be a good person. You got to be a good person. You got to be doing good business, and you got to be doing good things. So again, go to the homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I put a nice big fat graphic right there. Click on that. It'll give you all the information. And, you know, we all don't have to do this alone. That's why I brought this platform to life. It's so we can all do this together. And it will make a big difference in everybody's lives. So again, I'm cutting off early. I'm not even putting you out here of the show.